Welcome to EAA Radio. I'm Wireless Mike. It's 12:05. It's 78 degrees and a beautiful day again here in Oshkosh. We do appreciate you joining us for this segment. And once again, we're going to be covering the 1 week wonder. And we sent Dan DeBon out to cover this, and we're going to listen to his little report. There's a look of confusion here from the office. So,
yeah, the
Dan,
one
hi, Dan.
Package.
You're looking great today, by the way.
What can you tell us about the progress, Dan?
Well, there is a 4.5-minute package that I thought was in there. It should be in there, but we'll kind of talk about it instead. But basically today, from what I've noticed within the last day or so here, is that there are wheels now on the aircraft. It's mobile. They can move it around, and then the engine's kind of going on. And I think we have it ready now, if I'm not mistaken.
Another day and another update on the 1 Week Wonder Project here on EAA Radio. We're now just slightly past the halfway point on the project that has the goal of building a Zenith aircraft from start to finish in just 1 week by Sunday afternoon. Today I talked with EAA Director of Communities Charlie Becker again, who says the project is currently right on schedule and going according to plan.
We're actually right on schedule. This is that part in your project when you're building at home is you can fool yourself into thinking that you're like almost done. And you are almost done, but there's still a lot of the detail work that has to be done. The engine was hung on the airframe yesterday. As you can see right now, it's on the gear. So those are milestones that every home builder experiences. So we're feeling really good about it. We didn't have to work late last night, but there's still a lot of work to go.
So what is the work that still has to be done before this airplane can get ready to fly? What are the steps that are still remaining in the process?
Sure, we still have to finish up the left wing panel, so that's a big project to get done. And then, of course, mating the wings onto the fuselage is a biggie. And then you've got a lot of your detail work, like, you know, you got the engine on the motor mount, that's great, but now you got to run all the lines and hoses and everything. And that's really what propels the aircraft, is all that detail work at the end. We still have to get the panel in the aircraft so that we know what the engine's doing. Still a lot of work to go.
And yesterday I had a chance to talk to several volunteers, and kind of what I based yesterday's episode on is that some of the volunteers were feeling a tad bit tired, a little fatigued, but they were all still very enthusiastic about getting this plane together. Would you say that there's still a lot of enthusiasm in the air, even though we're several days in, the volunteers still hard at work, a lot of enthusiasm in the air, would you say?
Oh, absolutely. You know, you kind of feed off the number of people that come by and want to participate. So, you know, that keeps you going. I would imagine on Monday morning you're going to have a lot of tired people that worked on this project. You know, because the energy from the crowd isn't going to be there. It's going to evaporate. And then suddenly you realize that you didn't get much sleep and you're dog tired.
I also spoke with Sebastian Heinz this morning, who's the president of Zenith Aircraft. Zenith donated the CH-750 aircraft kit that's currently taking shape. He says that Zenith is proud to be a part of this project and that the volunteers and the visitors' enthusiasm with the project is contagious with others.
Oh, it's wonderful. And really all these first-time builders and visitors here at AirVenture, their enthusiasm is really infectious. It's giving us the energy. You know, at the end of the day, you know, we're really tired because we've been here 10 hours, but at the same time, we're really pumped up because of all the positive energy, the enthusiasm of seeing an airplane come together. And it's so wonderful to see first-time builders come out here, pop a rivet, and say, hey, I can do this, I want to do this. So it really is infectious. Our team is always pumped up more in the evenings than actually in the mornings. So it's really fun to see that.
And what does this mean to Zenith to be a part of this project here, just in general?
Well, for us, it's a dream come true in the sense, you know, this is what we do every day, building airplane kits, you know, making the parts and working with customers and first-time builders. So this is really puts us on the world stage, because as we all know, AirVenture, this is where anything light aviation is happening. So for us, it's a dream come true and a wonderful opportunity to show the rest of the world about building a nice little airplane like a Zenith.
As the plane takes shape, volunteers are looking forward to seeing it take off from the ground in just a few days. Be sure to stay tuned here to EAA Radio at about noon for daily updates on the project. Tomorrow, I hope to talk more about the engine and the systems on the airplane and how it conforms to the 51% rule. That rule states that to be eligible for an amateur-built certificate, at least 51% of the tasks need to make the aircraft airworthy must be completed by amateurs. Reporting from Oshkosh, Dan DeBon, EAA Radio News.
Wow, so they're on schedule.
On schedule.
And it's looking like a real airplane now.
It's starting to. I think they're going to finish up the wings today, if I'm not mistaken, and those are starting to take shape, too, and they're not on the main structure yet, but it has the wheels now. It has an engine in front of it, so it's every single day progressing more and more to the airplane that I'm familiar with,
main,
at least. So
main structure, would that be the fuselage?
Sure.
Nice. Just make him feel good about himself.
Well, you know, if he's going to be here and he's going to be covering an airplane, he might as well learn what it's called.
Exactly.
You
know? Yeah. I'm all learning all over the place here.
All right,
for
your
this
public
project.
Shaming aside, I know one thing that that Charlie Becker did mention, and I was going to bring up, and he didn't say it exactly how we say it, but he was talking about the 90% done, 90% to go kind of thing,
right?
There, where yes, you can see the big parts have come together, looks like an airplane, but now you got to pull wires, you've got to, you know, put in upholstery, you have to hook up lines to the engine. There's all kinds of different controls, and that's a lot of detail work that can take just as long as putting together a wing.
Yeah, I was just going to ask about that, Dan. We're all getting kind of an outside view of this and seeing the progress that they're making. But what's being done in terms of the avionics suite and, you know, the kind of the finishing touches? How is that going to be handled?
I imagine over the next few days that there's going to be a lot of smaller tasks, or ones that aren't in plain sight or wouldn't be as noticeable from the outside eye, like myself, especially somebody who's not completely into aviation or doesn't have a vast knowledge of it. But I imagine over the next few days they're going to start, because the structure is getting close to being done, or the skeleton, or whatever you want to go with. But yeah, it's kind of like what we've been talking about, is that, you know, those little touches, or, you know, the details, or that you might not notice completely from the outside. If you got a closer view, you might. But I imagine that's going to be the process, maybe starting tomorrow or the day after that, once they kind of get the main structure, the skeleton, all together.
I'd be interested to find out what how they're going to incorporate the learning of some of this detail work into the, you know, because it's easy to pull people by, say, hey, here's how a rivet works, but, you know, it's a pretty simple step, but how are they going to incorporate some of that detail finite stuff into and making that accessible to novice builders as well, and on this project?
Right, it's not like you can get them to do the very complex wiring, I imagine, or it's not that simple as, you know, getting a rivet in, or learning how to do that process.
And did you see that picture of Audrey Poberesny
Pulling a rivet.
I think
that's
it was
right.
Stopped
great.
By yesterday. That
that's
was really great. Cool.
Hey, now, did one you question pull the rivet?
What's that?
Did you pull the rivet?
I have.
All right.
I've gone through the process.
Yay.
I didn't get a pin, but...
Oh.
So sign the book at least,
yeah. Yeah. Hey, Dan, one other question I had, and maybe I've missed this in all of the announcements and literature, but what's the final disposition of this aircraft? Does it belong to Zenith, or who...
I'm not exactly sure. That's a good thing to cover later on.
Yeah, I'd like to know what's going
to
happen.
I'd like to know who gets it, or
yeah,
where's it going
to
go.
It would be a good follow-on story just to follow its progress and see where it goes.
And then it maybe follows you home.
Maybe.
I think Paul's volunteering to give it a home if it's
absolutely.
Lost.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Everybody walks away and suddenly... Wait, we forgot a detail.
I'm pretty sure somebody has a plan, and I'm pretty sure it doesn't involve me, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So,
great report, Dan. I thought you talked to some real interesting folks that have some insight into that, and I think the presence of you know, the background noise was great. Great. It sounds
I
like
love
they're
how that
busy.
Turns out. Yeah, because they're always hard at work, and it kind of picks up the background noise. The microphone does in a really, really awesome fashion, so I love how that turns out every single time. And I'm looking forward to tomorrow. I talked to a couple people who are going to be talking to me more about, you know, what's the engine like. There's a few specifics that I want to touch on in regards to you know, the specific things like that, and then like we've talked about the 51% rule. I also want to make that kind of a topic to go off of tomorrow and kind of branch a conversation off of that, because I feel like that's really interesting that they have to contribute at least 51% or more than half for this to be technically, you know, an amateur aircraft or home built.
And that could be a real trouble for a home builder if they're not able to prove that. That could really make it problematic for a very expensive project.
Well, that was great. We look forward to talking to you more tomorrow and finding out another update on the 1 Week Wonder. You're listening to EAA Radio.